Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, everyone. It's your favorite girl, Mercy Lambo. And I was just on Tea with Tay.
Yo, guys, it's Lamborghini Mercy in the building, the queen of highlights, weird to the world. I'm excited to have you. How are you doing, babes?
I'm doing great, thank you.
You arrived with my shoe. From weave to shoes, you are dripping. Please put your hands together for Mercy Lambo. Merciless Mercy. Mercy AK. How far now? Thank you for arriving here, even if it took like 2 hours to get here.
It's the traffic,
yeah, right? Where are you coming from again?
If you live in Lagos, you will know there's traffic.
I love it. Good to see you, babes. I wanted to have you on this show since, because every time I will link up, it's always, you're always a vibe, but I've never sat down with you to just gist. So today is my day. How are you feeling? Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah, I'm excited, and I'm also nervous.
You're nervous, Abby. No, we now. We'll just do what they just normally for streets, you understand?
I'll try.
So, Owerri to the world. Tell me about Owerri. That's where you were born, right?
Yeah.
You were raised there.
Yeah, born and raised
like?
There. Born and raised in Owerri. It's just what I've known before, before this whole thing.
Yeah.
We're six in numbers. I'm the last child of my parents. Mm-hmm. I schooled in Owerri, did everything. In fact, I left Owerri 2016.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you were born and raised in Owerri. You're the last child.
Yes.
Are you the last born?
I may be last born, no.
Wait, are you the last born?
Yes, I'm the last born.
What? Because I've seen a couple of clips from you on how you're very involved with your family and how you try to help and cater for everybody. I thought you were like the first born, right?
No, I'm the last child.
Okay,
parents.
So what that being the last child, tell me about the position in the family and how you relate to your other siblings and the rest of your family.
God has a way of doing things and, you know, blessing who he wants to bless and making you the breadwinner of the family and stuff like that. So sometimes I've never get to like question God sometimes, like, why me? But all I can say is thank you, God. At least there's somebody from the family that is well-to-do. Yeah, so I'm the last child, schooled in Owerri with the help of my mom. I finished school. I did what I got to do. Mm-hmm. I left Owerri, like I said, 2016. So while I'm saying these things, some people really don't know. When they say, when they talk about my accent, Igbo accent, all those kind of things, and I look at them, like, how do you want me to speak?
Abby,
I school for Owerri, primary, secondary, and only service carry me come off Owerri. How the fuck do you want me to speak?
Fair. So, you know what is so interesting about you?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what we say about your accent, no matter how we try and talk, you cannot be bothered. You just move, they go. What is it about you that makes you just say, you know what, regardless of whatever they say about me, I'm still going to move. I'm Mercy Lambo.
Because originality.
Yeah.
This is me. Confident. This is me. So, and I've seen a lot of people, like, I admire a lot of people and most of the top people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like Cristiano Ronaldo.
Mm-hmm.
How does he speak?
With an accent.
With an accent.
I love it.
Or his language. And he's the world most famous. People adore him.
Mm.
But here in our country, they want me to speak. Give me some bar. Or I'll kill you there.
This is going to be a very good episode. I'm here for it. Wait, Mercy, let's go back, right?
Yeah.
Owerri.
Because
I really want to understand that girl from Owerri.
Yeah.
And you now, I just want a proper juxtaposition. Mm-hmm. Let me use that word, right? So this is you, young Igbo girl,
mm-hmm.
from not so well-to-do background, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you eventually became the breadwinner, or you are the
breadwinner. From a poor background.
From a poor background. Because yeah, I wanted to just tone it down, because if you say poor, I will go with you. But I wanted to tone it down, right?
Yeah.
So, growing up in this background where you guys have not so much, how did you now start aspiring to be more when all you've known is lack at the time?
Determination.
Yeah.
The hunger to, like, you've seen everything, you've seen everybody. Is that how you want to end up? Is that what you want to be? Is this, is this, like, it's just you, your mind, you know, wrestling all the time. Like, looking at things around you, and you keep asking yourself, is this it? No, yes. I need to break out. I need to break free.
Yeah.
And whatever it takes to break free, I will do it. And that was where the determination and the hunger for success came from.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about the relationship with your parents, because you're very family-oriented.
I was born the last child, and I started schooling. My dad used to be an artist, you know, the local, the
musician.
Yeah, local musician.
Like, and he used to sing.
Yeah, he used to sing. He used to be one of Orinta brothers. Yes, Akus Orinta.
Oh wow,
that's my dad. So they were traveling a lot, and it was just us and my mom. Growing up.
Yeah.
So my mom was my dad. She was my mom, and she was everything to me. And she tried her best to see me through school, primary, secondary. Me and my siblings were very close, because it's only us that we know. Just me and them and my mom. My dad. You know, I lost my dad, right?
Yeah, I know. Recently. Yeah. So, I'm so sorry about that.
I really don't want to talk about my...
Like, yes, yes.
And today is first, and I lost him on the first.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Let's talk about your mom instead.
Yeah. So it was just us and my mom. And then my mom used to, she used to sell Mama Put. So we were doing that when I was in secondary school. Then from that, she graduates to selling fuel on the streets, like black market.
Oh, wow.
So we moved to selling black market. It was actually me and her, because I was the last child, so she always take me wherever she's going to.
Yeah.
And I was doing that. Then I was writing jamb at the time. Then from there, I got admission into the university, Imo State University. Yeah, I went to school, and that was how, as God may have it though, I ran away from selling fuel. So I was now in school. Finished school service. I went to Abuja, and from there I stayed after my service. I'm like, this place get a CBU. I need to while I was in school, then Big Brother started, because I started auditioning while I was in school.
Really?
Yes.
What year was this?
Even when Coco went for that one, I auditioned for that one.
Wow.
Yes. But I wasn't big. Even Beverly, the one Beverly went to, but I saw Beverly at the audition this year. That was Big Brother Africa.
Wow.
So, you know how...
So, you've always wanted Big Brother?
Yeah. Four times. That's 4 years.
You tried four times to enter. You know, enter. Why you not stop? Why didn't you stop at some point?
Because, you know, I felt like I've seen people from nothing to something without any qualification, without any... You can't... This is just, you just come as you are. So if they don't take you, you have times and times and opportunities to try again. So that was just it for me. I'm like, if they don't take you. But I knew that my redemption will come from that show. Because I've seen actors and how long it takes them to blow. Yes. And stuff. There's some people serve since 10 years, you know.
Yeah.
They never see blow like that. Mm. So, but this one, once you know what you're doing, once you know you can do this, just go there and be yourself. And I knew from the onset that Big Brother will bless me.
Why were you so confident after 4 no's?
What else will I do? Just tell me. So, I don't want to act at the time.
Yeah.
I don't see myself like, oh, can I do this? Can I go for auditions? Like, I felt like it's just, this is just an easy way out of whatever situation I was into.
Yeah.
If I get paid and there is no money, there is no form, it's free of charge. So, and I'm single. I never marry. I don't get picky. It's not good. There has to do when it's
not time to move. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
So you used to come from Abuja to come audition?
No, I used to come from Owerri.
Oh, so you started auditioning from uni?
Yes, I've used night bus before to audition.
Jehovah.
To come for audition. In fact, I had my shower in a taxi because I go enter night bus, so we stop at Benin. I didn't know we were not coming straight to Lagos, so I have to. We now slept over in Benin. Then after 6 a.m., we started the journey again. Then I got to Lagos like 9, 10. Audition, I started audition. It's like 8. But that's 8 o'clock. 5,000 people is already at the audition.
What did they tell me? What did be 5,000?
So, you know what I mean? So, I got there from the taxi I took from the park to the city. I was there. I brushed my teeth. I changed my clothes. And I wasn't even picked. They told me to try again next
year.
Why
didn't you stop?
That's the problem. You know, I don't know. I think it's just that thing. I don't know what it is that was still... I was still pushing me to keep trying. There's no harm in trying, like, but I knew that one day, and if I'm picked, I was going to win the show because, and I love, I've been watching this show right from the, like, I don't even know if I was of age when I started watching Big Brother.
So when they didn't pick you for all those 4 years, what were you doing in that space when, you know, you tried, they wouldn't pick you. What were you doing in that space when they didn't pick you?
I was just, you know, buying and selling clothes, doing anything. I've worked somewhere before. I've worked in an organization before my service. So even at the time, I was still auditioning while I was doing some other things and being a small slave queen.
We'll talk about that, the fact that you're a slave queen of slave queens. A small one, small fry. So you went IMSU, right? You're sub-selling for with your mom. You had moved into school. What were you doing in school to...
That was when I was working with One Daikon Energy.
Okay.
So Solar Energy. So I was working for him at the time I was in school. So but I was still doing other things like this audition and just
hustling. So before Big Brother, you were actually a bit popular, right? I mean, you had a bit of fame before Big Brother, right? The transition from being that girl to somebody who was now famous on a national level. How did you handle that?
Okay. Then I've moved to Abuja. I was now serving like Snapchat, you post. So then you started, you know, meeting girls, popular girls, being friends with some popular girls. So that puts you out there. It's not like you're doing anything, but you are popping.
Oh, now from Snapchat, 93.
When you buy Gucci like 3 buses, post them, girls go add you. Papa, they go say, who be that girl?
Wow.
Who didn't they give that girl money? So that was how
started talking about you.
Yeah.
So on the streets, you were already popular as Lambo.
No, I wasn't popular as Lambo. It was in the house that was given Lambo.
All right.
Yes, I went in as Messi.
Okay, so Messi Eke.
Yeah.
We're popular from Snapchat. Were you popular on Instagram? Too.
No, I wasn't popular on Instagram. I didn't even have followers on Instagram. It was Snapchat.
So, but before you went to the house, you were already popular in Lagos.
Messi the boss chick.
Messi the boss chick.
On Snapchat.
Hi. Messi the boss, my brain. So you started, now I want to talk about like how you started getting popular. Okay, so when you buy designers, because we're moved by physical things, like material things. So some girls were like, who is she? You want to know.
Yeah.
So you're of course, you're a pretty girl. Mm-hmm. So combined with your beauty, your designers, they already know who you be. Right?
Yeah.
But when you now finally got into the house, right? Did you have support from people who already knew you from Snapchat, from everywhere?
Yeah. I had a lot of support, especially from from Lagos. Yeah. A lot of guys, girls, they came out for me because they already know me. There's nothing, like, I went in there as myself. Yeah. I didn't hide anything. I didn't sugarcoat anything. What you see is what you get.
Mm.
So, yeah, when I came out and I saw that a lot of people rooted for me, I was really, really impressed and happy.
Did you believe that you're going to win?
No, at first. In fact, my first week in the house, I wanted to leave the house.
Why?
Yes, I thought about leaving because I'm like, this is just what I wanted, just to be in the house. When I come out, I know myself, I'm going to work hard, I'm going to sell, you know, I'm going to do things. I'm going to, like, I'm going to work on myself.
Mm.
I've been a hustler, someone that I've roasted corn, sold food. There's no job that I cannot do.
You roasted corn?
Yeah, I roasted corn.
By the roadside?
Yeah, by the roadside.
With your mom?
Mm-hmm.
You said corn?
I said corn, no.
Please tell me about that face, please.
So when my mom was selling fuel at the roadside, so when she goes out, we buy corn. So me, I'm in one corner selling my corn. So that's how you know it's a filling station. So right. She's there. So I would just be there selling corn. When I finish, me and her, she finish, we'll go home. That's how we're hustling.
The rest of your siblings, Unko?
My sister then was married.
Mm-hmm.
Husband. Yeah. So she was married. Then my four brothers. You know these guys. The one of my brother used to once. But at the time, they are all grown. So you can't.
As well.
Yeah. And you can't really force them to come and be selling first. So I was just the sacrificial lamb that my mom always dragged to that road. So yeah. And I can't say no.
But at the time, you were a young girl, right?
Mm-hmm. I was very young.
You were not ashamed. You just did the work because that's what fed your family.
Ashamed. Something that will pull me through school. See, if I don't go, who now pay my school fees? Yeah, I was happy because I was even getting money from there. Mm. And if you sell 20 liters, you come off small money now. I was balling from this fight. I love the business.
Ah! So you've always been this hustler girl?
Yeah. There was money in it.
But, really?
Yes, black market. There was money. Serious money. Just that for my mom, I felt like because she was a woman, she was lifting all those 50 liters.
Mm.
She, you know, and when tax for, you know, these people tax for, they're always chasing this. Yes. So when they are coming like this, you see my mom carrying 250 liters and running. So that was just it. But aside from that, and that's why we stop her from doing that.
Yeah.
Aside from that, there is real cash from that business.
Yeah. So you made enough money from that to see yourself through school.
Yes.
Wow. So big brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go into this house. You are 1 week into the house. You want to leave because, yeah. I mean, so you actually already thought to yourself, like, you know what? Let me just enter. So your goal wasn't to go and win the money. It was just to just enter, to be seen.
No, let me just, at first, my goal was to stay in the house. I didn't see myself as a winner, but I wanted to stay in the house till 99 days. And that was why, when I was doing my audition, I was buying clothes. When I knew how many days we were going to stay, I bought clothes. In fact, I did 1 day, 3 outfits for 99 days.
Bad bitch.
I calculated the Sundays in that 99 days. I will not repeat any Sunday eviction dress. In fact, I had extra in case something happens. That was how prepared I was. That I just said, okay, I want to be today. Like when I was in the house, didn't you see? I told them that there is this my clothes I wear. I must wear this clothes for my final scene. So I kept it and I just, it was just fate, you know. My fate was so high that I knew, I'm like, if I'm here to the finals day, this is what I'm going to wear. So but while in the house, then that's when I started seeing myself as a potential winner. That's when I started having that confidence that, okay, this thing is not as hard as I thought. You can actually do this if you find favor in people. This is not about the housemates. It's about viewers. It's about people that are rooting for you.
So you did change outfit like morning, afternoon, evening. How many boxes did you carry there?
Three big, large.
So you planned this outfit Monday, morning, afternoon, evening, Tuesday.
I was just putting like three outfits per day for 99 days.
And they were all looks?
And they were all... I was shopping back to back.
Hi.
As I was waiting for them to call me. And by this time, I wasn't sure I was going to the house. It was just the audition phase that we've been... But I don't know. I was still buying clothes. They even took... You know, they will always scream you before they scream you before you get inside the house. And they took out most of our clothes, especially the whites, the ones that will contract the light, the ones that would. Imagine if I had come in with what I planned.
Fire. God. So, you know what I'm curious about?
Yeah.
You have a very beautiful sense of style. Your body, like, we don't even the question say be body. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. And you can tell that you know your fashion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to reconcile your background and how you grew up with this sense of style. You know what to wear, you know what not to wear.
Mm-hmm.
Where did all this style come from?
Okay, I think it started from, while I was small, while I was still very small, my sister then, she used to have friends. But my sister was an actress. She did like maybe 3 or 2 movies. I think she did one movie, Swimming with Sharks. My sister was in the movie. So she was...
Nigerian film?
Yeah, Nigerian film then. So, she was a very hot girl. And then she has friends that always came to chill in our house.
Mm-hmm.
So she brings them home. So when they come with their bags, I go enter the bag.
Merci.
They could beat me.
Wow. Oh no, you go enter the bag and collect their clothes. Ah, merci.
I go enter. Ah, I have children in now. Enter our sports. I go enter bag now. They will find me come school, come disgrace me.
No lie. No lie.
So yeah, it was from there. And sometimes my sister would just tell them to leave me, but the girls, most of the girls are just, I don't know where they are right now.
Wait. So your sister would bring her friends to stay over?
Yes. So they don't stay over. They come with their bags. They will stay like 1 week, 2 weeks in our house.
Okay. So you will come, you don't see the clothes where they carry.
They'll be hot space that time, you know. And I get events.
For school. How old were you then? Love me today, you are in this dead town. Wait. So you could also say, ah, this look good for this place where they go. But you don't have your own clothes like that.
No. How would you? I don't have clothes now. Who will buy for me? And it's trousers. And then I wanted to be wearing trousers. But growing up, they didn't allow me to wear trousers. They didn't because I came from a
religious background.
Yeah, I have uncles, pastors, and reverend fathers. Yeah.
Also, but your sister wear trousers by the time.
Because she don't break through. She don't you're not feeding me. Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
But they were feeding me.
Oh, right. So like you can't just collect the clothes like that. Go, you know, go ask them.
I don't go. The thief for me. Say go ask them.
So they come find you for school, collect the clothes.
Sometimes they come find me for school, collect clothes.
So, but did you have like references? You used to like magazines, like TV, like.
No, at that time, I just trousers one wear, trousers and any top. There's nothing like to at that time, that just that one.
And that year, as a baby girl, if you wear trousers, all the boys gonna look you
trousers
for school.
Trousers with a leg, they
flared, bare bottom. You can wear small top, spaghetti top. Aish. Do packing there.
Come put small stone for breasts. I'll be for church.
You know, that's how I did worry like that. If you be small enough, you wear trousers, and a big auntie, they wear trousers.
Mm.
So all those girls who want to say I small, whether they reach like 16, 17, they call the go find trousers they buy. Or sometimes the people carry the trousers for bag first free school. They call wear for like party and this thing. So that's what you were doing.
Yeah. Then with your half, you know, that time with your half court, you can collect small stone or paper. Roll them like this, come put them for chest.
The lie.
How you want to wear trousers where everywhere are flats?
What do you mean? Also, oh wait, you can't roll small stone for breast.
Uh-huh. Make it give you small.
So the breast go stand.
Make it give you small shape. That time breast never come out.
This was like you. How old were you then?
I don't even know.
Okay, so but was it obvious that there was something there?
No. So you have a half cut inside. Like there's this thing. I don't think they wear it anymore.
I become.
It's not camis, it's like a half cut. It's just a bra top, very short, but it's not like a bra. It's just like a sport bra.
Right.
So you just put something there, bam, bam, then you wear the top. But avoid people from touching you or pushing you. See, as they're coming, move. Don't let anybody.
So you just guard your stone, come corner.
Oh, yeah, it's a thing you can't do like this. Jesus. One day up, one day down.
No, anybody ever catch you say you put something?
Just the girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, the girls. Because when they see you today, the next day it looks different.
The breast small.
Because you can't get and you won't keep your consignment now. You go to change them.
You go, Wait, Mercy, they kill me right now. So all this time we did all this, they can't fight you for school, call beat you, call it. So it was any time that they actually came to disgrace you, school? That's...
Yes, my grandmother then. She came to the school to disgrace me and my friends.
With the trousers and everything you wear. As for you weren't that street, you'd be bad.
She come, they flog us for school. That time there's this sour headmaster. Oh my God, that man dealt with us.
So, in every secondary school, there's a group of girls who just want to express themselves,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But because of how, our secondary schools are, once you start expressing like that, they term you a bad girl,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So you belong to that sect of girls who just want to express.
We just want to, it's not like we're doing any bad thing. We're very, like I said, we're very small. We've not even started developing our...
But puberty had not really hit like that.
Yes, but we just want to, be ourselves, I went to a girl's school.
Right.
So there is not even... There are no guys that they will say, okay, it's because of a girl. So it's just for us. And at that time, maybe I feel like he's the... what's it called? Maybe we just grew up.
Yeah, youthful exuberance.
We just want to try everything. Mm. Then we used to go for inter-house sports. There are other schools, all these federal girl students, all these Owerri girls, all those private... private schools. So you need to impress. So we know the private school. Cannot suppress us with private, can't suppress us for dressing. No, choose one, girl.
I love it. Oh, Mercy, they give me. Wow. Did you ever get those times you go cut your hair so you don't go too over maybe plait your hair, they give style. Did you ever cut your hair for?
Then they cut my hair, Put not normal cut, you know. Do scissors like this, VM. Now you go cutter.
They do that thing too.
No.
Hi, it's our parents.
Pepe Nko.
They put that for your eye too. Messi, get one time where we say I small. You get one part of our side of our area they call Ogboboro. Ogboboro now where like trenches of the street. The street, the whole street now trenches. So.
Mm-hmm,
but that on that level of trenches, they. If you cross that part, that day, I'm like, they go beat you there. So one day, I don't go that Ogboboro. I can't miss timing. Say at least something come at 5. The woman cook pepper stew for us for that Ogboboro road. And that woman still the normally she serve food for road. So we could say the food got delayed this day. And I could say I might still wait till 6-7 worst case. Because sometimes my granny they delay, she will not come till 7.
Mm.
By the time we 7 courage, the food never still done. I can't stay past 7. I say, worst case, they will just escort me go out. Now the idiot people that tell me they escort me go out, so they escort me reach one part of the of my gate. As my uncle said, I said, just bring him. I said, okay. Messi, they don't say they don't grind pepper, wait for me down. No.
And you don't chop peppers.
I used to the pepper, but I avoid the pepper because it the pepper, so
I avoid the food where you chop.
Pepe, just better rice and stew. Mama Janet, they called the woman. So you had already give me. Mama Janet give me rice already. You understand? So I don't say my come as go sleep as young boy where I be. And they first lock all the water for the bathroom, right? Lock everywhere the mains. And they hold me like this. They hold me now. Tony Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Because they wipe me. I just felt like, am I a child of this family? They're gonna put the pepper for my eye. So I can relate to you and that. So when you do bad things, they'll come rub pepper for your body.
It will beat you, put pepper.
Mm.
2 days.
AfriChange is a remittance company that leverages blockchain technology to help you send money from Canada to Nigeria and Ghana. You can literally send money in seconds. Whether you want to send money to your family members to eat, to buy a jam form, to pay for a property. If you are building a house in Nigeria, you can literally send with no hassle, no middleman stressing you out. All you need to do is just use my promo code TWITE and the first 100 people get 2% bonus on registration. So now go and download it on App Store and Google Play Store and enjoy. I don't know why they raise us like that. If you get one point where they beat me, which they want to say, am I from this family? It was crazy. Your own stories, it's just funny how I can relate to your own stories because I think that I ride Okada to say my thighs can't be very... I accept today that the reason why my thighs are like this is because of years and years of squatting / Okada. I don't know if you rode Okada too.
Mm-mm, I didn't.
This is the way you go, they wall.
I don't know how to ride Okada. Okay, the punishment.
The punishment. I wish Okada. I the right Okada.
If I tell me now.
No punishment. Not me.
But the punishment now.
But how did we not change even with all that beating? We became stronger like that.
Were you even doing anything bad?
I swear.
We're not doing anything bad. We're just trying to live. We're children. We're just growing up. Yeah. And we're doing what... It's not only you. When your friends come, when you people are just, my father even flogged me yesterday. So you see that it's normal thing. We're not doing, and it's not only you.
Not really, it's not only you.
So now we just conclude, say, the wicked self. Maybe no. It's just saying that, in fact, my papa go out, say, may not even come back. Then from there, they work how they go. Then there are ones when you do something, when you're coming back, there's this grass that I want green grass. You now go to the grass, you now pick it, and you say, Mommy, I'm tying your mouth. I'm tying your eyes. You will not see me as I step into this house. And you not tie it. So I entry from...
No, I go grab you!
That thing does not work. Do not work for me for one thing.
I've been at the time where we say, we go don't go play, eh? We say, we don't play, we don't sweat. As we just sight her, the corner, we say, she don't first see us. She just raise face. We go run, go bath quickly. And then they shower, they sing, they dance. Now from that shower, they go to drag us. You want to be wayward? I will beat you. Ah, there was a time when I thought that they didn't like me. It's so funny how parenting has really changed to love and care. And I think that's the only way they knew how to parent.
That was what they know from their own parents. So me and you, now this is not how I'm going to raise my
own kids.
I'm going to raise my own kids in a very, in fact, in a way I'm comfortable with. But I don't think beating my child would be that way. Yeah, I'm going to discipline my because my is still there, my ass, and my mad do myself. I go do and small. I go do and small, make picking no spoil.
Yeah.
But not like the one they used to do to us then.
I think my own problem with that type of parenting is that we didn't know what we're getting beat up for. If you sneeze, you beat. So we're so scared to even connect with our parents to the point where we can even tell them things, because if you tell your mama, say one body toast me, they go still beat you. You said, when I want to see you, dynamic, the body toast
you. Go there?
Why did you go there? When you see you, you understand? You could not tell your parents things, and that's why a lot of times a lot of people were abused. A lot of things happened back in the day. But I'm thankful that parenting is changing. We're more open to conversations with our kids, right? Let's talk about more about your present life, right? As an Awere babe, you came to Lagos, you have your accent, you're still that girl, right? And you're mixing in a space where all the girls are a bit spree, and you roll in circles where everybody has an accent from the UK or America. But you still manage to shine and stand out, right? Regardless. Don't you ever feel intimidated by these other girls? Don't you sometimes want to try and change or pretend, or what is it?
I've never felt that way. Nobody, I don't think anybody can intimidate me.
Why?
Most of these girls, apart from the proper London girls, most of these girls, they sound horrible with their accent.
Jesus.
They don't know. Yeah.
Drag them by their weave.
Exactly. So why would I want to be intimidated when sometimes when you even pronounce something, even you, some of them can't.
Oh, so you know the one way sound terrible. So you said with your own, you go to laugh them. See,
for my mind now, say, look at this one. Now you want shank. Cannot shank me.
Wow.
I mean, more originality. You can't even, like, yes, majority of them.
Does it, being yourself, do you think that it endears people to you? Like, do you think that people like you more for being Lambo? Like, being herself?
Yes, I attract people that really like the real me.
Mm.
This is the girl. There's nothing to hide. There's nothing to be intimidated by. There's absolutely nothing. I'm doing pretty well. In fact, these girls, they admire to be me. They want to be me. They want to be in my circle.
Yeah.
So there's nothing there. This is just me. I communicate. You understand what I'm saying, Chebi?
You know what's interesting about you? It's the accent, but you speak English. You speak proper English. The accent.
They want me to change it.
To what? Now this accent that they keep me about it. So like, let's see, go. They boss my brain. I don't know. Like, I really want to get this level of confidence in my life where I just You just do you, because that's what you do, literally. Exactly. But and you're not so bothered about, like, lots of memes have come out about mm-hmm. you. The one where you said, what's that popular meme?
Which one? There's so many of them.
Something in this Lagos.
That's not how I'm running
Lagos. That meme bust my brain. When that meme came out, mm-hmm. right, how did you feel about it? Because you wrote on it immediately. Like, you even posted it, you did a challenge.
Yes, because I was selling my show. I'm on DSTV, honey, on premium channel.
Hey!
Nice, nice. I was selling my show. I was promoting my show. So I needed that. And you know, in this country, nothing is only the negative thing that sells whatever
yes.
you're selling.
Yes.
So yes. if I go out there today and feed 1 million people, nobody's going to repost it. Nobody's going to talk about it.
Mm.
But when I do one small thing, see my show, hash one, the ratings go up.
I love
the
it.
Rating. Doo, 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 doo. And what else can I ask for? Sometimes it's a blessing in disguise, but they don't know.
Where is this mindset from?
Just from, you know, learning from all these things. There are times I used to, when I see things, I'll cry. I will be like, oh God, why? You know, but I've just seen it that this is just what it's meant to be. This is who you are, and you cannot run away from it.
Mm.
I tried changing some certain things. I went for etiquette school. You know, some things like to...
Oh, did you go for etiquette school?
Yeah.
I'm trying to go.
I did. And I still want to, like, you know, continue. Yeah.
So you've learned...
But not to change how I do things, just for myself.
To be proper,
not for to be proper. Yeah. Not for anybody, just for me.
You know, one of the most interesting things about you is that you seem like somebody who's always trying to learn and do better with herself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what you need to advance in life. I like that. Well done. So now, post BBN, right? Mm-hmm. You didn't go into acting.
Mm-hmm.
You did not become a musician. You know, you understand? But you're still relevant. Have you stayed relevant for this long? Because one thing Chloe said is that it's one thing to go for Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to stay relevant a year,
mm-hmm.
2 years after. This mm-hmm. is the third year after BBN, and you are still as relevant as the time that you went, unlike some of your other housemates that you went to Big Brother with. How is it that you are staying this relevant up until now?
That's what I'm saying. Just being me. Imagine if I change for what people want me to do.
Mm.
So I think because it's just me. This is who I am. This is what they know me for.
Mm.
So each time I do something in that direction, it's unique. It comes out as, in fact, I'm one of one.
One of one?
Period. So I'll be here forever. But any day, no matter how I advance in whatever I'm doing, in schooling or something, any day I change from this person to that, to being like everybody, everyone else, it's finished. There's no difference between me and them anymore. So right now, there is a difference. This is me.
Wow.
And that's what makes me stand out.
So you recognize your uniqueness.
Yeah.
And you stay there. Exactly. Regardless of whatever people think about it. Hiya, Badabush. Please. This is a very powerful conversation. Because, I mean, we're in Lagos, where everybody's pressured to want to change, want to fit in. And fitting in is what a lot of us are doing here.
Mm-hmm.
We change our looks. We change our style, which and everything, just to fit in, right? But there's no pressure on you to do that, right? It's just basically you present yourself. But I also know that you're like a material girl. Your face, your body, you like
things.
To look good, and you've never really hidden the fact that you have done a couple of enhancements just to even look prettier than you are. Like, why are you so open about the things that you've done to yourself? Because some people really, really hide. They would rather tell you that they drank 20 liters of Mao.
Oh, yeah.
To add weight, to grow a butt and everything. But why are you so open about it? You even did your body before you got into the house, right? You were so open about it. This was not at a time when people were still confident to talk about work they've done.
Yeah.
But you already spoke about it.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
You know, because I did it for myself. I did it to, like, enhance my confidence. I know I wanted to look good in what I wear. I'm into fashion and getting it right, I have to have a certain type of body for myself. I feel like those ones that are hiding from me, maybe they don't have the confidence. They feel like maybe they're doing it for someone, but I did it for myself. I did it to sell my business.
Yeah.
Like right now, I model my M&M luxury. I model my fashion brand.
Oh.
So when I pay other
influencers,
it doesn't bring, except when I wear it. When I wear anything,
bad.
People guess who buy. So I did it for myself. I did it for my business. I did it to look good. Because I now look.
Girl, you look fire.
You look fire. Yeah, so I don't think there's anything to be ashamed of, you know, enhancing your body. People are bleaching. Bleaching, if you know, we'll talk about them. If you know, it's all the same thing. It depends on the one you're doing.
Ooh, that's another form of enhancement.
Yes, because that is not how God created you.
Ooh, shade them. So if you want to drag me, you would be bleach about that.
You where they put lashes way long like that, but all these things, if we talk about it, is the same thing. If you think you are that girl, live yourself like the way God made you. So why are you trying to touch one or two, you know, piercing 7 years, 10 years, nose, mouth? It's the same thing for me. So if you can do that, I can actually alter my body too. It's my body and it's your nose.
I love this so.
No, but I'm being honest. I don't know why people like they frown at tea, but they are. In fact, now in Nigeria.
Ah, my sister. Everywhere you turn, bodies. And dress become so.
They've seen the light.
So you know what's so funny, right? Some years ago, when people started going under the knife, right? You find girls who would judge them so harshly. Right now, those girls who they judge so harshly.
They don't do third round.
They are in their fourth. This is their fourth body. This is not the first round, the second round.
Fourth, fifth.
They've adjusted, altered, and Lagos has become that city like LA.
Yeah. Because just look at it. Imagine you there where they talk about girls. Can't die. Can't see go a fire. You lose. Not people there, yeah, they enjoy, they go. Yes, because if you're judging someone and then boom, because that shall not judge, it's a sin, and you not touch your body or you not enjoy, they go fam.
We went to our body, we can't make out to heaven.
You can't because we not judge, and we not even do bad like that. And God love us like
this. Ah, you're about. This is my content. Thank you, thank you. Let's come back to it again. What you literally just said now is, I've gone to do my body. I look beautiful. You where they judge me. What we call reach heaven's gates. If you can't go hell. For when I did world, I did pretty, I did everything. And God loved me. Like, it's eventually, if you've covered me, can go heaven. Wow. That's deep.
Yes, because apart from this, what else am I doing?
Yeah.
But that person will never do, but you don't know what they are doing. You don't know how evil and ugly their hearts is.
Yes. Yes. So, And here's my thing, right? You know, whatever level of enhancement, because me, I'm very vain as well, right? If I was a girl, I probably have done something. Maybe not my butt, maybe my face or something like. As I might never talk down because I still like I don't do Botox. One or two Botox. I still don't say that Botox. But I Botox for my armpit, like I never enter face, you understand? But maybe I don't reach like 30, 35, I feel condemned. Because that's, I'm very vain like that. And I think where the world is going to, we just brought about enhancement. Exactly. Before, there was a time where people didn't care about makeup like that. They were frowning about on makeup. Now everybody just face beats, both men, both women, they're doing what they have to do. We've even got to a point where people, I feel like having a hot body, it's not even sometimes about who you want to attract, it's about your self-confidence, how you feel about yourself. There are women who've had 3 or 4 kids. This is not how they were before they got married. They don't like themselves. It's affecting their marriage. Having a conversation with somebody who said that men now pay for their wives to go under the knife. Because the bad way the wife, they go, the man, they go find for outside. The wife can be that.
Yeah.
So, like, if you say, oh, I'm going to go after other girls who look this pattern, my wife is inside the house. Now you lose marriage, go spoil.
Now married women save. Now then they do and pass.
Right now.
Yes.
And I think the husbands are happier now.
Of course. There's nothing and I think people should understand this thing. You know, when they hear about plastic surgery or enhancement, they think, oh, it's silicone. It's not silicone. It's just taking fat from an unwanted place. Some people get big back.
Mm-hmm.
You come out and from there, put them where you want them.
As they go.
Eh? As they go. But when they say, oh, she carry, na silicon. No, it's not silicon. It's fat transfer. And only for this country will they drag this fat transfer and silicon. Mm. And I'm not judging people that have silicon. If it rocks your boat.
Yes, please.
Because you don't know how the person was before the person. So this is just personal decisions from from people. Like, you can't even judge. You don't know what anybody's going through to do, yes, whatever. Please. So allow them to live how they want.
Mm.
If you want to do it, I know that's still going to say, hey, yeah. They are not so, even the ones where they talk, I'm now go see do. Not just say money, never enter.
Nah, true, because the girl won't get away, they cost one girl what I know.
Only never interfere.
Nah, she don't go snatch because not because anybody be why I know 2 years ago. Everybody don't do it, quack.
Most of them say they never did.
Yes, nah.
If he did, then go do one.
It's true because most of the people who they judge now, because they will never together get one, will leave their life.
You don't
life
know.
Because the girl, some things where I thought I don't go ever feed you.
I
know there's much more bread like this now. I want to
eat. Or buy car. That time I said, sorry, I can't do this one, do this one.
Hmm. How will
I,
you have
I don't get money. I don't get money that time. Forget I go buy.
Speaking of money, I know that you have a lot of money.
No,
let's talk about your money, Lambo. So, like, you have like how do you feel now that you went from that girl with this roast corn, with this Safeway, with gas to do everything. Now, like, you are rich. Tell me the difference. How like what is the difference between that girl and do you ever see yourself becoming this famous and wealthy or rich?
Not rich, oh. Let's.
I mean, rest.
Let's get down.
I know, so you know, say you're rich.
I'm comfortable. Like, I'm not lacking anything. God has made it very possible for me not to like lack anything, and I'm working really, really hard for everything I've earned today. Like. Some girls, you know, yeah, once you collect from your man, but most of the things, na me they work, I'm at the work. If you see where the chest money, you know, gonna say even get 1,000.
I know you, no worry.
Do you know the day I came back from Abuja, I went for a shoot. From the place my bag was in the taxi, I went for a shoot.
Oh, that because you're supposed to.
Yes, that Monday I came back and I went for a shoot. And you'll be wondering, does she even, but because I know
where you're coming from.
Yeah, where I'm coming from. And I know I need more bags.
Bags? It's all about the bags.
It's about the bags.
So like, what I'm saying, like, what changes when you now make this money? What changes about a human being when is it more options for you? Is it level of satisfaction? Is it knowing that you can just use your money to do whatever you want or help people? What
just
is it?
Knowing that you can't be fucked over. Just that. Just knowing nobody can bully you. Knowing that you can afford anything. Knowing that there are some things that will not happen to you again, except it's natural. But if it's man-made, it can't.
Because money stops nonsense.
Yeah, because you have the means.
Just give me an example. Like, I really want to know how you reach people.
You are rich, Demi.
I need more money. But
no,
like,
you know.
Because I realized that once you start making bread, it's not arrogance that's a thing, right?
Mm.
It's just more options. Like, a lot of things that you used to, a lot of nonsense where they take before, you know, you just...
Because
like,
you now know your value. You now know that you are a diamond. You now know that you are the bag. Sometimes I'm the bag.
I like how you describe yourself.
I'm telling you.
I feel like you don't even describe yourself enough on this show.
People now, they chase me. Let me be back
I
now.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's a
it. Sorry. This is my thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the longest time, people always make money look as if it's evil. Money is the root of all evil. But also, the same Bible says money answers all things.
Mm.
All things. It's like after God.
And he said he will bless us according to his riches.
Yeah, but
what do you think he's talking about?
Yeah, the bush. I think, may God bless me. Well, I also... So, like, you have established, like, businesses that bring you... How many businesses do you have now?
Three. I have three businesses.
Like, so M&M?
M&M, Lambo Homes.
Oh, it's true. You do real estate.
Yes, no, that one won't kill me.
Tell me about the Lambo Homes.
That one won't kill me.
How is it to sell houses in So do you, are you like a an agent, or do you have a homes that you just build and sell?
I have homes that I lease, you know. I've not started building.
Okay.
But I really want to have an estate in my name.
Okay.
Wow. Yes, now God could do them.
What? Wait, before you tell me about your homes, like, when you wake up in the morning, how do you see yourself? So you don't have limitations of that ordinary girl. It's just...
I'm just getting started now. You know, people are already making money in billions. People are already $1 million richer. Like, I want to be that rich that my money is no longer in Naira.
Why?
I don't know. Just so that I can have access to whatever I want. Just that. I just want to access anything when I want them.
Yeah.
So I don't want money to be... Because money has been an obstacle in my way.
Yes.
Yeah. I would have loved to... I would have loved to go to schools like Madonna, Caritas, and all
those private schools around. Those private schools,
because but lack of money, I did not go to my preferred school. So
you don't want ever to ever.
I don't want money to ever limit me from what I want.
So now, are you living in that reality that, you know what? I have money to change the course of my life. I can do whatever I want.
I don't have money, but I'm comfortable.
No, but I know that you're comfortable, but like,
yeah.
A lot has changed, right?
Mm-hmm. A lot has really changed.
That's a good feeling.
Yeah.
So Lambo Homes.
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to get the estate? What's the plan for?
Oh God, though. God, you hear this question now. Make me answer that one day. No, but real soon, yeah. That's just what I want to do. Like, I've been having lots of, you know, sleepless night thinking. Because I knew if I have that Lambo estate, I don't set for life. You know, where that job come out, this small job we do, they come, you know, come, I go to chop house rent, I go to, even if I want to be flipping.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I'm working towards that. God could do
it. He will do it. He will. Is there pressure on you to maintain this lifestyle? Because you have become this star that people even reference. Girls want to be like you. Girls want to have your body. Girls want to wear what you want to wear. Is there pressure on you to maintain the Messi Lambo brand?
I won't call it pressure from my own perspective. I would just say, yeah, people want so much from me. People want me to be these. They troll you. They, you know, they compare you. They do a lot of things. But from my own side, yes, I want to. I still want to be relevant. I still want to make money. I still want to impact lives. I still want to help. You know, this money, I want to be in a position. I want to get the kind of money that I will be in a position to help people. Without that, I don't think I'm rich. I don't think I've gotten there.
Right.
If this is my small money, for just myself, I want to, like, you know, be in a position to, oh, I've helped this community. That's the kind of
money.
So pressure, people, that's, I'm not even looking at anybody.
Really?
I'm just moving in my own space. Yes.
So trolling and conversation about you doesn't get to you.
Sometimes it does. We're all humans. Yeah. Sometimes it does. When you see some things, especially the lies and the things, you know what goes on social media now. Yeah, sometimes, because, and then you can't even defend yourself, because who are you going to reply?
Yeah.
A faceless person, a faceless blogger hiding that, like, what am I going to even say to you? So sometimes you just wallow in your, you know, anger. You just stay, you just wish I can just say it as it is and show people proof.
Yeah.
But when you look at it, for what? For this person, no, they don't even, it's not worth it. They don't want a response from you. Yeah, so the trolling, it hurts most time, because they say horrible things to you, and it makes you, you know, especially when they put it out there, it's already on Google,
the blogs,
put your name, all the bad lies. So when, imagine someone that doesn't know you coming to you, oh, I like you, pretty girl, what's your name? Oh, come this and this. The person you don't know, the person, fiam, don't go put Google. The first thing you see.
But Lambo cut in. Have you had any of those kind of occurrences before?
I've had issues with with some of my male friends that I'm like, come on, you're not even for me, because what was all this? You think you want to believe everything you see on social media? Mm. Yeah, it has ruined a lot of things for me.
Really?
Yeah, even jobs, you know. It has ruined so many things, relationships, making people like, oh, she's too out there. This one will put me out there. This one will expose me. Mm. Yeah, those things have really ruined a lot of things for me. We move.
Well, so like, tell me about relationships now that you're a star.
Mm-hmm.
Is it better than before?
Better. Nah, even you say, if you go wash eye, where?
My dear.
Because everybody they chase the bag. You know, they chase or they chased.
Wow. No. Explain to me, please.
Yeah, like now, you know, somebody asking me out, and I'm like, now my money is on one can't chop. I'm waiting. So the way guys feel like, oh, this girl, is it all about my this thing? That's how we all... That's how I...
What do girls feel like that? Girls like you, do you feel like that?
Of course. Why wouldn't I feel like that? Like...
You don't get them to the... What if not your true love of your life be that? But you know,
what if I be true love of that billionaire be that?
Why do all of you always say, all my friends who have money? What the girls say? So sometimes I go advise them, say, what if the truest love of your life, not too old, but now you go come help them? They don't agree, oh.
Why that one where they say, now my money should they come for? Why can't that one be true love of my life?
Wow. No, but like, I'm just saying, yeah, shall say, maybe God just reveals to you, say, mercy, your husband not to get, maybe they work for bank, maybe they do like teller work, but this is the love of your life, we go love you, die.
I go answer now.
Okay, you go
date. Yes, but come with love, you know. Come with love, respect, you know, care, come with everything.
Are you a lover girl? Like, do you think...
I'm a lover girl.
Hmm.
I quickly fall in love and I easily
fall out of love.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when I'm showing you love, just take it, you know. Don't just let me go. Don't, because I'm that kind of person. I wake up one morning.
You don't move. Oh.
Yeah, don't move. Oh. Don't come and straight. Don't come and keep my vibe. I'm moving.
So, like, ideally, what type of man would you be into? Like, what type of man would you like to be with?
Just want an honest man, a man that will love me, a man that will care for me, because like, I'm a lover girl. People around me, they know. When I fall in love like this, now I'm Mugu.
Hey!
So I need my follow Mugu. Make you know from be like, hey!
You don't allow Mugu, so it's your day balance. But have you been beating Mugus or people where they won't cut you to pieces?
Like this.
So you call it shine your own eye too now.
So.
Because love in Lagos is tough.
It's tough. I don't know. That's the last now. I tell you. Go end this thing like
I don't talk and say that white person I go marry.
That's the last time now. I tell you. I go end this thing like this. I go be happy. Everybody go be happy. Shebi na. Oh, they look at.
Because they say like all my friends complain about. But I think that there are a few good men in I just so this is what I think, right? I feel like a lot of us are hurt, a lot of us are broken, so we don't even bring our full selves to a relationship. We're always on our toes, and if two people are on their toes,
yeah,
true. So like, are you single? Like, are you on the streets? Are you waiting for mingle?
This question. Streets can't pay anything to get this. You've not heard. They say I've been married. I've been this. Like,
yeah?
Yes.
That was they say you're married?
Yes, now they say I'm married.
Which are you still married?
Because I don't marry two times for street. So I don't carry belle. Say she's
pregnant. Oh, you should just get one time until you get belle.
Not see where they never give me for street, though. I don't marry. I don't even bump picking.
You figure I want to pick it for Wero? No.
I know. I wish. I swear.
Oh, you want to have kids?
Yes. I wish I had one. Oh, God.
I agree for any bros with...
Which guy, any bros?
No, not be any bros. You have to marry a special...
No, it has to be. It has to be worth it. Now, I can't... I have to get it right. So, at this stage in my life, I have to get it right.
But I imagine dating is hard because there are too many people who are on your case. You're a pretty girl. You're a star. How do you filter which one is going to be best for you? How do you make decisions on dating?
That's why it's good to, like, you know, date, be with a person. They can't hide forever. So by being with that person, you would see the things that you like and you don't like. And if you try to talk about it or try to like teach that, not teach, like let that person, that some things your partner will do that, oh, you know, you just so you just watch them, how they adjust to it. But if it's how they are and who they are, maybe, and you too, he might see something that he doesn't really like, and both of you, see, it's just all this thing, now try your luck, what they do. Just they try to go.
May the best one win, no?
May the best one win. But I'm a lover person and I give love and I'm a warm. That's what.
Aside what's my your friend, zodiac?
Libra.
Are you Libra?
Uh-huh. I'm a Libra.
See, we get along. Libra, they love life.
Hey.
I be Libra too. Our hearts that. Now, yeah, deal. This is our sleeve like this.
Why are you laughing?
I'm a Libra. Oh, look who they love. I feel bitchy today. I don't plan marriage. I will go to do the marriage. What we go do? But now they break their heart. Pass.
And well, very. That's why I said no. See, I said we easily fall in love.
Yes, but we fall out of love. I can be so numb after 1 week.
What is 1 week?
2 days. If you do any,
yes, now I've moved. Now
I don't move, and so not because I move because I really want to move. But if you use me to do any,
yeah, because my heart, yes, like I feel like I deserve more. I feel like no, I shouldn't be going through this. Yes. I feel like why me? No, that like, then I would just take myself out from that situation. It's not like I want to be out there, but it's better for me than, you know, keep being in a place that I'm not wanted or I'm not valued. So that's just it. Well, we love. We are very compassionate. We put people first. And I don't, sometimes, I don't even confront things because I don't want you to be angry.
Oh, well, not confrontational.
Yeah.
I'd rather die than confront.
Do you get, so you can see that I'm very, like, I will put you first.
Yes.
Because I don't always want to hurt your feelings.
They call us people pleasers. But I don't think that's who we are. I think we're just very in touch with our emotions. So.
But when we move, don't
deal. God bless you, death happens. I feel like when I move on.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I just forget you and I keep.
But are you an overthinker as well?
No, I hardly even think.
What is it? What is it, your most? What is your most Libra trait? Besides the fact that we like ourselves, we like to look good, we're always very self-conscious. What is your most Libra trait? Is Kim K a Libra? Where's Libra, right? Yeah, that's the ultimate Libra.
I don't even know what's my Libra trait. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, I think the Libras are baddies. So I think that's the ultimate trait. Every single Libra is a baddie. Yeah. Anyway, I think that we've really had a great conversation.
Yeah.
This episode is going to bang, right? I can let you go now. Guys, Mercy Lambo has been on my couch. If you have any experiences that you can relate to, please drop it in the comment section. I'm particularly excited. I'm about to wrap up this season. Oh, God, it's been crazy. But thanks to Lipton for keeping us refreshed on this beautiful season of Tea with Teapot. Please, Abemu, cheers. Cheers. Thank you, Extra Strong, for keeping it strong on the show. Sip some tea.
Yeah, this is how you sip your tea.
I beg. I know, so you go get them. At the same place, we fuck up. Have a great day, guys. Enjoy. No, we have a great day. Please share, subscribe, like, tell a friend to tell a friend. Comment. Not that you do wickedness, so you say you go also watch.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.